Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Ralph Danglemeyer, who is the CEO of BlueSnap. Ralph, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me again, Karen. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and I'm interested in your perspective on a couple of things that have made the news with respect to retailers and their interest in attracting the cross-border consumer. Of course, Target recently announced that they are now open for business for the cross-border shopper, but they've taken an interesting approach, and I'd like to get your perspective on it. They've actually created a brand new site that is conducive to the cross-border visitor. And I guess I'm curious, not every merchant has the means to do that. What if you can't? Are you unable to serve that very lucrative type of customer who wants to buy?
Well, you are able to serve, Karen. It's just going to require a lot of effort, a lot of resources, and a lot of development, as you know. And we've been talking about cross-border now for about 18 to 24 months, that this is going to be a big trend that's starting to hit e-commerce, and we're starting to see it evolve with Target and other large merchants. But the big challenge they have in going cross-border is a couple of things. They have to deal with the shipping if it's physical goods, or the download capability if it's digital goods. They have to deal with things like taxes, and they have to deal with a checkout that is optimized to work locally for the countries that they're selling in.
And so how are they able to address that if you're not Target with big budgets and the ability to do what they've obviously spent a lot of time thinking about and are just testing? They haven't necessarily suggested this is their strategy.
Yeah, so they need help, and there's places to go for help. Number one, they have to make a decision. Are they going to physically fulfill? They're going to get help from someone else, maybe like a merchant like Border Free who helps. Are they going to handle their own taxes? Are they going to get help from someone like an Avalara? And how are they going to do the checkout? Are they going to get help from people? And one of the things that BlueSnap does is it helps merchant check out globally. And they need to decide if they're going to try to do that on their own or if they're going to go get help. But there is other people that can help them with this global checkout process.
Got it. Obviously, you talk to merchants all the time, and clearly the cross-border opportunity is one that they're interested in capturing, and probably more so now than ever, given the accessibility of the mobile device and that as a shopping device for those who are not just living in a domestic market. So what is the biggest pain point that those merchants express to you of all the things that you just talked about? Is it checkout? Is it the logistics? Is it the taxes? What are the things that merchants are most concerned about?
Yeah, I think you can put them in two categories. I think merchants are worried about checkout abandonment and their route shopping cart abandonment. Those seem to be the two things that hit them. There's been a lot of discussion about the abandonment in the shopping carts. I'm not going to go into that too much, but now what they're starting to hit is what we're calling checkout abandonment, or having too much friction in the checkout process. So what causes that is, first of all, the checkout experience is not optimized for the phone. It's hard to type in the letters or the keys, or it's hard to see. Second thing is there's too many steps in the checkout process. And then if they're selling cross-border, people forget that people generally want to check out in their language, in their currency, and with their preferred checkout method. And so it's actually quite easy to get those correct. But a lot of times merchants just quickly overlook those steps and assume the merchant's going to buy the way people do in the U.S., and then they end up with a lot of problems as folks are trying to check out.
So do the merchants really understand that they have a problem? You mentioned they overlook a number of these things. Do they realize that there is an issue, or is it just not something they've thought about and don't necessarily know is working against them?
Yeah, a lot of times they don't really know that they have a problem. I mean, when we talk to merchants, they will sometimes come in and say, you know, there's too much friction in our checkout process. We're trying to make it easier, but they don't really know how to do that. And many merchants have no idea the way that they're setting up the checkout process is actually going to be a problem for the acquiring banks. It's going to cause fraud alerts to go off or declines from the acquiring bank. So they're going to end up, if someone gets through the checkout process, with a bunch of declines. Very rarely they put those two concepts together. And when they do, they realize there's a much better opportunity to create a frictionless checkout, get all of the cards that go through, and create a really good customer service experience, as well as create an experience where people aren't calling customer support constantly complaining about trying to purchase a product and get goods shipped.
So is there a process? Is there a step-by-step way of methodically trying to crack what you describe as a checkout or a conversion problem? Where should a merchant really start to tackle this particular set of issues?
Well, the first thing they got to really do is they've got to try to figure out which optimal field they need on checkout. So, for example, if you're selling something digitally, you probably don't need to collect all the name and address on the checkout field. Obviously, if you're shipping, you need to verify that it's correct. So it starts by deciding what fields you need on the checkout. Then it's as simple as making sure you have the localization correct, as we talked about. And then the third thing is making sure that you understand what is your bank that's actually going to acquire transactions. And one big mistake we see U.S. merchants make is they send all of their international traffic or cards to one single U.S. bank. And that usually turns out to be not an ideal situation for that merchant.
I get it. What about fraud and security and chargebacks? Is that part of this formula too?
Well, it is. You got to make sure that you've got your own fraud rules to protect yourself. And here at BlueSnap, we do that for merchants. But merchants have also purchased their own fraud tools to optimize fraud and optimize the chargebacks that are refunds that they do. I think the other thing that people need to realize is they've got to have a way of making it easy for people to get a refund or ship back an item if there's a problem. And sometimes that becomes more complex internationally than it does domestically.
So let's say that a merchant goes through all of this and takes the steps that identified as important, localized for the cross-border traveler or shopper, optimizing for the product, making it an easy, frictionless experience, to use your words. How do they know if it's working?
Well, we have a data analytics tool that actually proves to a merchant that it's working. Not everybody has something like that, but the only way to prove it's working is to measure what your frictionless checkout looks like today, that you're getting abandonment on it, and measure what we call your conversion reporting or your conversion on the payments, and then track it and see how you're doing. And you know, generally speaking, if you're selling cross-border, you should be in the high 80s for transactions going through with low checkout abandonment. And if you're selling domestically, you should be in the high 90s. And if you're not sort of tracking to those numbers, then you know, you've got to make some changes on your checkout process.
Are there a lot of merchants that don't track to those numbers based on your work with merchants when they come to see you about this problem?
Interesting, Karen. Less than 10% actually are tracking that information on a regular basis from our data.
Well, so they don't know they have a problem, to your earlier point.
They really don't. They don't ever put the frictionless checkout or the conversion problem together and try to stitch those together to optimize how they're going to go to market cross-border. So that's correct.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you can be very helpful. Thanks for the opportunity to get down in the details with respect to a problem that merchants may not realize they have, but certainly should pay attention to. Thanks very much, Ralph.
Thanks, Karen.